Please go ahead. The recordings have started.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 5th of July, we have Rafik Damak, Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Dev Anand-Felixing, John Rahman Khan, Boudouin Chombe, Alan Greenberg, Avery Doria, Eric Brunner-Williams. From staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Tijani Benjima, Evan Leibovich, Michele Nalon, Andrew Mack, Elaine Pries, Tony Harris, Carlos Aguirre, Alex Gukuru. If I can please remind everyone to state their name when speaking for transcript purposes, and Olivier Crépin-Leblanc will be joining us a little late. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik and Carlton.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you for everybody for joining today's call. Our agenda for today is in the Adobe Connect. So we first item, it will be about the letter that we want to send to Kurt about to confirm about staff support. The second item is about the funding model, funds and process aspect. It will be led by Avery, which will give us an update, explanation, etc. The third one was supposed to be led by Ellen. Carlton has some update, I don't know, but we'll see then. And for the fourth item is about the registry service provider as an in-kind service. And we'll have, some questions and update from Eric and Avery. Is there any objection to the agenda? Okay. Heading on, first I want to ask, I would like to ask everybody if you have any updates in your SOI or DOI, please send your update or speak now. Okay, starting with the first item, Carlton sent, I think yesterday, the letter that us co-chairs of the working group want to send on behalf of the working group about asking and to confirm, asking about staff support and to confirm about that. So we have 5 minutes just to confirm and have some consensus from the working group members, and then we can proceed after that. Okay, Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Eric Brunner-Williams, for the transcript.
There
was exchange via email between Carlton, Olivier, and a few others, but not the entire group, concerning the choice of language in the text of the letter. As Olivier is not on the call, perhaps you could read his or summarize his response to Carlton. Thank you.
Eric, this is Carlton. There was a sense that Olivier believed that we should send more specific language. For example, say we need one staff for this, one staff for that. We need staff with this kind of knowledge or staff with this kind of experience and expertise. I personally thought that since I didn't know what expertise was required, I simply link it to what my outputs would be. And that is to say, I thought it would be useful to tell him that what we want to have a situation where we produce outputs that is of quality and kind, like the DAG or the applicant guidebook for one. Two, we want to have a framework for applicant processing that will meet the needs of the applicants. So I didn't think I needed to enumerate how much staff I needed or the specific kinds of expertise they should have. I thought it would be reasonable to just tell him what my objective is, and giving his expertise and his time and place, he would be able to apply his knowledge to the outputs. So I don't think we need to say anything more about that.
Well,
okay. Thank you, Carson. Eric, do you want to comment? Because also we have Alan in the queue.
Oh, go ahead with Alan.
Okay. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I think given that we're on such a tight time constraint, I think the reasonable path is essentially a mixture of the two. To the extent that we know any skills, we should enumerate them. To the extent that we don't, I think Carlton's way forward is reasonable. They may come back with iterations on it, and that's fine. But I don't think we can afford the time to agonize over it so much so that we're losing the time from actually doing the work. It that may not be perfect, but I think that's a reasonable way forward if we can do it quickly. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Is it okay for you, Eric?
Thank you for asking, Rafiq. I think the issue is, has the discussion been presented to the persons who were not parties to the exchange that was off-list in a way that is neutral and summarizes the issues? And then is the proposed outcome adopted after that consideration of the whatever the issue of discussion may be by the group, rather than being a sort of a one-sided presentation? That's my real concern, is that the subject of discussion is presented neutrally, and then if approval of the group is sought, that the approval is given from the basis of a neutral presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Just I want to understand. I want to clarify and understand. So you agree that we need some support staff support for our work, but I don't really understand what's your disagreement. So can you just summarize?
Sure. I'd be happy to repeat. I don't think there's anyone involved in this who disagrees that increased staff assistance is required to produce the text that is about the qualified applicant's separate text from the draft applicant guidebook. So I don't believe there's any disagreement on the necessity for staff to produce a quality document. The disagreement the discussion that took place off list, in which is being brought to the list, is about the text of the letter to Kurt, whether the text is really just an editorial difference over approaches. So as the group is being asked to approve a version of a text, the summary of the discussion of difference I'd like to be presented in a neutral manner rather than by one of the protagonist to a discussion or to a disagreement or to a discussion over the nuance of text. And I wish Olivier was here to share his view or his concerns. I think that's really all that the issue is. Thank you.
Can I just say this? We can put the discussion in the frame. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I just think it would be slightly inflammatory, and that's my judgment. That's why I was careful about what I said, because I shared the discussion with just no more than three persons, and I believe the response from the response might be construed as inflammatory on the other side, and I didn't think it was necessary to do that. But if this group Well, no, I wouldn't even put it in. Olivier is not on, and I would not put it in. I would respectfully suggest that we not bring it into the
Olivier
in the
is
frame.
Now on the call.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, Olivier has joined the call.
I've just arrived.
Oh, thank you, Olivier. You're here. The concern is that I summarized what you were intending to say, and it may not have fully represented your views on the letter, on the content. I told why I thought it was not necessary. You did say plus one on the Kirk letter in the chat, but Eric has raised the issue again. I would not wish to put the discussion that we had offline into the chat.
That was never proposed by anyone but yourself, Carlton. Really, the issue is whether or not we have two people presenting a topic for discussion or one person presenting a topic for discussion. It's fortunate that Olivia has joined. If the issue still persists, that is, if there still remains a disagreement in points of view between the two of you, now is the appropriate time to state why there is a discussion, what the actual issue is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Olivier, you're on the queue. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Rafik. Olivier, Clément Leblanc, for the record. Yeah, what I had written to Carlton was just to make the letter slightly softer than how it originally looked. And I think that the amendments which Carlton has put there are fine. That's why I put plus one for this. Ultimately, I think it says what it needs to say. There is a requirement for more staff support on several points, and they're clearly listed here. And I hope that Kurt will be quite positive in receiving this letter and being able to extend the support now that many of the ICANN staff are freed from all of the work going into the new GTLD process. I think that, does that clear the question?
Well, I think it addresses the issue of whether or not we have an issue, and apparently we don't, and that's a good thing. So we can move on.
Thank you, Rick. Okay, I think we need to move forward, but just if some people have some disagreement, or I think it's possible always to propose or suggest some rewording. And maybe let's give like 1 or 2 days for that, for comment and rewarding, and then we can proceed and send as soon as possible this letter. Any objection to that? Okay. So please, for the suggestion, please send them to the list. It will be more easy, I think, for people to comment and discuss them. So for the second item, which is about the funding model funds and the process aspects, this discussion will be led by Avery. I think that a few days ago she put some text in the wiki. I'm not sure if there was any comment there, but I think Avery is going to explain better than me and to ask us some questions, etc. Avery, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm
please go ahead.
And I'm even unmuted. Okay, great. Okay, yeah, what I've been doing is, and I've been using the subgroup section of the wiki, which, was relatively unused, and have started sticking comments in the various subgroups, a little paragraph meant to be sort of initial writings, so that we would have something that we could start beating up on and editing and talking about and hopefully coming to excuse me, am I still in the right space?
I think we have a problem with some lines. I think maybe the operator can check that.
Okay.
Let's just go ahead.
So anyhow, I think I've put stuff in subgroup 1, subgroup 2, and subgroup 3 as the old ones. So in this one, in the financial donors, let me see which documents actually have content. Yes, I put one in on fee reduction and program self-funding requirement, I think, on funding models and on funds and foundations, I believe. So should I just talk through those quickly? And as far as I can tell, no one has commented on them, though I think I had most of them in place before the Singapore week.
Yeah, that's because, if I may, Avery, Cheryl here, those of us who have more wiki pages than we can bogus stick at need to actually go in and add them to our email updates, or we don't know anyone's done anything to them. So I'm doing that now.
Okay, I had sent out messages, but yeah, that probably makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the... So in one, on the fee reduction, from basically MR1, which was stronger, MR2 seemed to weaken a little bit. I'm making the presumption at this point in what I've written, and as I say, this is just starter stuff, so I'm sure the group will have, you know, changes made to it, so please understand that as I decided that I would just put stuff down and then see what happened to it. So on fee reductions, the basic assumption there is all Jazz qualified applicants should get the fee reduction that we recommended in MR2 trying to talk and look at what I wrote at the same time, of basically the risk and the reserve fund, that those should be given to anyone who, whatever criteria, whatever group decides these are Jazz qualified to. And what this one does is it includes a discussion of the issue with using that money about how many applications could be considered for Jazz support, and what I've been recommending there, both in the list and in the writing, is not to try and estimate how many people are knocking at the door, but rather estimate from a percentage basis what would be a reasonable target or reasonable goal for the outreach to Jazz qualified applicants, and I basically work with formulas of 10 and 20% outreach. So assuming either 10% of the applicants were Jazz or 20%. So basically this one piece, fee reduction and program self-funding requirement, goes through a slightly better than back of the envelope accounting analysis to basically show what money this would take, where it would come from, and how that would be dealt with, and what the results of that would be, i.e., at the time of application, certainly the risk and the risk and reserve fund would get less than was in the budget, and that's the consequence, and you know, et cetera. So that one, I don't know if anybody wants to talk about it, ask me questions on it, but that's basically that one. So that's the first one, because one of the things we get from the board constantly is, well, to do the fee reduction, where does the money come from? And the argument I've put in here is the money comes from the other applicants. So that's the first one. I figure I'll stop and let people ask questions, or, you know, we can go on to it later.
Thank you, Avery. Eric Brunner-Williams. Avery, there's only one link that I see in the sidebar, and I've looked at it, and it doesn't seem to be... Well, I want to ask, is this the only wiki page that it contains the text that your
speaking to...
I believe
to...
so. So it's under, if you open subgroups, and then you open subgroup 2. You see, case for donors is empty, conversation notes is relatively nothing, and then there's fee reduction and program self-funding, funding models, funds and foundations.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, I can go on to funding models. I think I have something in there. Or is that one of my old ones that I never filled in? No, that's not one that I... That's an old one that I haven't added to. That's just a list of different funding models, and it still needs more work. Funds and foundations. Okay, in this one, basically, I take as background what's in our charter and as background, you know, and then basically... the final, and then quotes from the final applicant guidebook as part of the background. And so then the two elements in these quotes are obtaining funds that can be used to offset the cost for Jazz qualified applicants and establishing a framework for managing and distributing these funds. So basically here, so then I give a first thing on a framework that has to do with basically us recommending to the board set up a planning committee for funds and foundations, not wait until long from now, you know, as soon as we can come to consensus on such a thing, that they set it up. Then there's a set of things that this group would be responsible for, investigating legal structures, investigating requirements, draft a document defining core responsibilities and activities, define methods of work for the fund or foundation, accept membership for the first board of the foundation, start obtaining pledges of funding with which to feed the resulting fund or foundation. And, of course, the $2 million is possibly in that. It recommends using a method like was used for establishing the APRP and all the other review teams that draws from all the organizations within ICANN to ensure that the whole community is met, and also that there, as we suggested in MR1, that a professional fundraiser familiar with this sort of international effort to support the qualified be hired to work with this foundation working group to get things set, so that they would also be an expert. So then it talks about what funds could possibly go into something like this. Funds for the foundation to manage and distribute can come from a variety of sources, you know, and there's budget allocation. There's auction proceeds beyond the cost of running the auction. There's allocation of funds from CCTLDs. Various people have talked to them, and, you know, there's a possibility that they would make allocations. Allocations of funds from incumbent GTLDs, registries and registrars, you know, external funding sources. I kind of think there should be a tax for Jazz applicants on anybody that wants to spend $100,000, you know, supporting the ICANN meeting. But, of course, I don't think I put that in there. Then there's basically, you know, looking at the various categories, looking at the use of funds. Funds collected can be used for various purposes, application assistance beyond the Jazz recommended reduction in fees, assistance in defraying the cost of the required continuity instrument, overcoming technical requirement gaps such as, et cetera. So that's within that. And just I'll make the quick reference here to the work that Eric is going to talk about later. I put a note in subgroup 3 on capacity building registry service providers, which is one more way in which these funds could be allocated. But first, there really needs to be someone that sits and makes these decisions. So that's my contribution so far. As I say, I put them on the table as a play start. I think that they're consistent with MR1 and MR2, that they don't go beyond the limits of our charters, but, of course, I could be wrong.
Thanks, Avery.
Thank you, Avery. Sheila, do you want to comment?
No, I'm just busy catching up with it all. And it's very impressive. Thank you. A lot of things to digest and react and think over that. Yeah.
Alan has his hand.
Yeah, this is a procedural question. I'm trying to find where the links are to the various subgroup working pages.
Okay.
I see mention of them, but they're not links.
You go to the subgroup. The way I did it, each page is opened under another one. So you open up subgroups, and it's hit plus.
Where do I find
on the
subgroups?
Sidebar? On the sidebar, you'll see a
gray sidebar, left hand side.
Okay.
I
don't have a sidebar. Maybe I need to figure out how to turn it on.
Okay, and then you open up subgroups, and under subgroups,
okay. Sorry, my sidebar was turned. My sidebar was turned off, and
okay. There
was no way to get to them. Thank you.
Okay, so you just expand those, and you'll find them
now,
in line.
Once I turned on the sidebar, I'm okay. Thank you.
As I say, please read them. Please comment. As I say, I'm definitely not religious. I just decided that I would do my best to write something down so that and try to be consistent. So that we have a place to start, so we can hopefully finish.
Yeah, that's great.
Sorry, we have Dev and Eric in the queue. Dev, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. David Antilaxing. Just a question on the funds and foundations documents. Under the donors, there's a statement here. Various registrars and registries from both the GNSO and the CCNSO have made statements that if there were a way to donate that could be gamed, they will be interested in helping. I guess I don't understand what that statement is.
Helping game it.
Right. Now, it might be one of my standard, I forgot a knot. It might just be there's a certain kind of typo that comes out.
I don't know, Avery. I think it could be a fair statement for some.
I tend to agree.
enough frivolity for this time of night.
Let me just check for game.
I think you meant it could not be game, but hey.
Yes, it could not be game. They would be interested.
Alan and I have lost it.
The missing knot.
It was a bit of a... But it actually raises a whole new issue. good one spotted, Cheryl.
You will often find that with my writing.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Well, that was it.
Good one, dear. Good one. Good one, Cheryl.
I have six.
Thank you. I think it's technically not politically correct, but anyway. We have Eric in the queue. Please, Eric, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Fisher. I also have a process or a procedural question similar to Alan's, who couldn't find the link. My question is, is the venue for the discussion the wiki page or the mailing list? Within the wiki, I find links that don't lead to very much, and of course there are old links, as you pointed out in your summary discussion, your opening comments. But I actually can't know all the live links in the tree unless I visit every leaf node in the tree, exhaustive search. So my procedural question is, how can we ensure that everyone who's interested in contributing on this issue actually is well informed as to the actual location of text? In the past, the mailing list has been the text of record, with the exception of documents which are not very structured in terms of link depth, such as the MR2, the MR1, and final reports. So really it's just a question about how we deal with the complete knowledge to the contributors for a wiki with many links. Thank you.
I've moved to what Cheryl here. Do you want me to respond to that? Or
okay, sure.
Thank you. I've found that there is a strong case for edit and deliberative processes going on in the wiki pages as opposed to just in mailing links, particularly when the mailing lists get very, very long and they're not threaded in a way that makes it easy for search and return. The way I've approached that, and I hope it's one that is relatively efficient, is that as soon as I know about a node in the tree in a wiki, I then mark it for to watch. And so any changes, including the addition of a link from that page, then gets emailed to me. If there's a smarter way of doing it, perhaps Dev or one of the more technologically sound people in the group might want to share that with us. But at this stage, Eric, that's the way I do it. And that is what I've just done quite literally when I discovered that Avery had been putting content into those previously unused set-up pages. I've just gone in and marked those for watching, and so I'll get a heads up if someone changes anything on them. Probably something I should have done earlier, but I haven't done it until now.
Well,
but there might be a smarter way of doing it. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Cheryl, if a list of the nodes were posted to the mailing list, then everyone who receives it could mark up the nodes accordingly as watch items.
Sure.
That would be a useful
That's a piece of administrivia that needs to be dealt with in terms of an agreed process then.
Yeah, I was going to say a reasonable level set
to
get us all there.
I'd like to say that I did, with every new one that I put out, I did send a note to the list saying, I have put out such and such. So I did that. It might be nice to have something. Also, for any of you that use this, if you go in just when you go into cross-community, and click on the top, you see recently updated.
Yep.
So that's another clue. I think we should use both the wiki and the mailing list. I certainly will continue. And if somebody's got because there's any number of ways we could organize the wiki site, if somebody's got another way to organize it, I'm more than willing to help move things around, put lists in, as we start, certainly willing to help make it easier for people to find stuff, but I have made it a point every time I created a new one of these documents to send the list a URL. Mm-hmm. It's just a mail from me you all ignored.
I think that's part of Cheryl here for the record. That's part of the problem. Lists are great for those who are on a few of them and are passionately devoted to them and read every word that everyone sends to each of them. And they often end up in two or three by dialogues rather than wider group discussions. Those of us like me who are on far, far, far too many lists often have a problem with the delving into, you put it on the to-do list and then it doesn't get done. So perhaps a digested form, we meet regularly enough, something that just is one of the little squares in our Adobe Connect room. These pages have been updated, so far, or these are new pages, you might want to watch them and just have them as a little node in the Adobe Connect room. So those of us who want to utilize the wiki, don't let it fall through the cracks.
Another thing that I can add, and then I'll put my hand down, is that, try to remember and suggest it to other people that if you're putting in a new document that's never been there before, put something in caps in the subject line that says, new document.
Yep.
So people know to pay attention to that one as opposed to thinking that it's just my normal blather and they can ignore it.
We don't ignore you.
Thank you. I do agree. So we need to use both the wiki and email more, maybe for notification, and also have some interaction. But for better tracking, I think the wiki is most appropriate space for that. And also we have now subgroups, so they can work in their part of the document, and then after the script team will try to compile all these and also the comments. I think we do have quite three people in the queue, so we have Alan, then Carton, and then Deb. Alan, yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to follow on to what Cheryl was saying. Unfortunately, the alerts from Confluence that a page has been changed can also get to the point of I'll look at them later in the to-do list, and you don't get to them. If anyone has any influence over the IT people or Confluence, it would be really nice if there was a watch this page and all children function.
Yeah, and all children.
That would make life a lot easier. You still get the emails, but at least you're not in a position where you forgot to say watch a page. Thank you.
I wonder if, Cheryl, for the record, I wonder if we could ask someone to talk to IT about that, because it would not only be useful for this work group, but for many others.
Well, you know, we could put it for the whole GNSO or ALAC page, and then you know you're not missing something. But I've mentioned it at least once. I'm not. Maybe it's worthy of mentioning again.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. Carton, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I just want to add something here. From the start, we made the request that if you have anything substantive to say about a post, put it on the wiki. Although it's good to have it in the list, because the list can get long and the conversations can get convoluted and the threading might be missing. If you put it on the wiki, it's a much more permanent spot. And yes, there's not everything that we need on it. The suggestion from Alan is appropriate at this stage to mention. But I think, and we've said from day one, let us use the wiki to make any substantive comments, because that's a much more permanent spot where others can go and see it. Yes, it's not the best wiki in the world to navigate, but I think if we start there, we will get somewhere. Thanks.
Thank you, Carton. I think we have Dev, and we think about 20 minutes in this call, and still two other items.
Okay, David Antilakshin. Just to echo what Alan says, I think maybe there is a setting for watching all the child pages. If so, I'll gladly share that information. I'll also see whether maybe an RSS feed can be created and make it an easy shareable link for that everybody can then read it, and I'll see what I can do in that regard. That's it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Carton, do you want to comment or?
No, I'm done. Thank you, Rafiq.
Okay. So, Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I'm responding to the co-chair Carlton's statement that we've said from the beginning, if you want something, put it on the wiki. This deprecates the use of the mailing list as a communications of record for this working group. I don't think that's the appropriate choice to make. The mailing list is archived publicly. The wiki is available publicly, but it is also subject to edit, whereas the mailing list remains a static record of our activity. So that's my entire point. Thank you.
Eric, let me respond quickly. No, it was not an either-or statement. It was both statements. Let me repeat it again. I said both. It is nice to have it on the mailing list, but if it's a substantive comment, please add it to the wiki. That's what I've said, and the record will show in many weeks I've always said that. So it's not a one or, it's both. Thank you.
This is Avery. Can I correct one thing? The wiki is also a permanent record because every change is recorded by whom made and when. You can go back to all changes. So it is as permanent a record as an email archive. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Avery. Any other comments about the substance? Okay, Eric, you want to reply?
Thank you. This addresses the subject of the access of edit history to the public users. I'm not sure that the edit history is accessible to the public users. So on the narrow question of transparency of process, what he presents may be equivalent to what the mailing list presents, but it's something I don't know for sure, and I don't know if Avery knows that the public has access to the edit history as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I believe so, but I'd have to confirm it. I'd have to do trial and error to make sure, but I believe so.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I guess it's time to move to the next item. Don't think that we have any further comment on that. But just, I think we have some concerns that we need to use both the wiki and the mailing list. I do think that the wiki is really appropriate space to track discussion, comments, and today to have a useful outcome that can lead us to have the report at the end. For the third item, Carlton, can you lead this? Because Ellen is not here in the call.
Okay, Rafik. Most of you would have seen the list, what Elaine was looking at. She was looking at in-kind contributions. It's subgroup 3 on the wiki, in-kind services, it's called. And if you look at it, she had broken down on the two headings, capacity building services, and she specifically addressed a few components that she think would be useful for that. And resources that might be required to help registries set up. And these includes things like software licensing specifically for registry software functions, consultations, and enable them to get moving, operational concentrations, so on. And then she also went into the question of the IPv6 issue. She juxtaposed the GAC recommendation that the IPv6 requirement be relaxed or eliminated for needs assessed applicants. And it raises a question as to whether or not this was something that should not be allowed, but they should find a way, we should find a way as part of the support structure to allow these needs assessed applicants to be able to implement IPv6 from the start. And she made some suggestion there, requesting additional work. If you look at the question she asked, And this, again, you would have to see from the email list. And if you look at her email she sent out on the 8th of June, she wanted to ask the group to make some specific recommendations. He wanted to ensure that we define all possible types of assistance that might be required. She wanted to ensure whether or not we would look at how we would chart a single coordinator to manage the request for assistance. And she wanted to know what we thought of the skills of this coordinator that would be required. So, as I look at what she has offered, the gaps that are left to be filled, at least in her estimation, is that she wants to be sure that all possible types of assistance that might be requested is somehow advocated for, or our document ensure that they are covered. She wanted to ask the group to see if we could define the coordination and management framework for these assistants. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. I think we have Avery in the queue. Avery? Okay, I think maybe she's trying to unmute.
Sorry,
Avery?
Yeah, I started talking, but I was mute. Okay, on the IPv6, I understand that the GAC has asked for that to be excused. I tend to think that here we're running up against an article of faith in ICANN that would be almost impossible to get waived, because the ASO and ICANN board have decided that it's a policy imperative that IPv6 be included. Notwithstanding any opinions I may have about the validity of that state of that being the policy, I believe it is. What I tried to suggest, and I wrote a little note in one of the subtrees, the covert and hidden subtrees, about V6, suggesting that there might be a two-part solution. One is to get the ASO and various ISPs to basically put together but a guarantee that they will, through their efforts, provide not only the IPv6 addresses, but through the cooperation with the ISPs in the region, will guarantee a tunnel to any JAS-qualified applicant. And that guarantee would be something that would be accepted, and this is the second part, that ICANN would have to accept that guarantee from this, board, group, committee of ASO and ISPs would be sufficient, given that there would be yet another year to work out the details of exactly how, but that would be a sufficient thing for anybody doing the application. So it's somewhere between waiving the need to have IPv6 access now to finding a way for an applicant to answer that question in a positive way that I can, will accept. Thank you.
Thank you, Avri. If you have Eric, I'm in the queue. Eric, please go ahead.
No, thank you, Rafiq. Go to the next person.
Okay, as you like. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just put it in the chat. What Avery just described was already in Milestone 2, so unless someone's objecting to it, hopefully it will be in the, fleshed out more in our final report.
Yeah, I thought I was just fleshing it out. I didn't think I was...
Yeah, no. I'm just pointing out to the group it's already something that we had de facto decided on that was brought up originally by Eric, I believe.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, just for FYI, Elaine had put together a spreadsheet in which she has attempted to group possible types of assistance. It might be useful for the group to look at the spreadsheet, because I believe you could adhere very quickly any kind of additional wording or additional support systems that you think might be necessary here. I would suggest to you that this spreadsheet, because it's available, it might be useful to just add something to it if you have something to add. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can send the spreadsheet. I'm going to put it in the chat.
It already is.
Okay, great.
About halfway down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's in the agenda, not the chat.
Yeah, in the agenda. It's in the agenda.
Okay, is it present on the wiki? Yeah, it's in the wiki button.
Yes, it's in the wiki. And it's also on the agenda on the Adobe Connect.
Okay. So I don't think that we have further comment here. I don't see anybody in the queue. And we have the last 5 minutes about the fourth item. So maybe we can move to that item. Okay. There is no objection. So it's about the in-kind service for sustaining needs assistance utility operation, and of Eric and Avery. So who wants to start? Avery? Can you hear me?
Communicated to us prior to the call, so we had no means of knowing that there was that we were on the agenda.
Sorry, Eric, I didn't hear you well. Can I please repeat?
Yes, Chair. The notice to the discussion leaders was not communicated prior to the call that this item was on the call, so we had no prior means of communication or awareness that this was an agenda item. May I suggest that this not be referred to as an in-kind service, as that term has been used in the past, and I believe is used correctly, for the services that existing providers may offer in lieu of money to applicants or in lieu of money to the a foundation intending to support applicants. The suggestion of a RSP is the suggestion of how to allocate some of the foundation money or the seed money plus subsequent monies to some specific form of assistance that's common to two or more applicants. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. We have Carlton and Avery. Carlton, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Just for the record, Eric said that the discussants were not aware of it. That is factually incorrect. That actually is not the case. I prepared the agenda myself. It came from my own intuit. I put it on a special mail on Sunday to Eric. Eric responded and saying that he was not ready to discuss it.
Item, Carlton. That was registrars, not registries.
I made the point that this was a conversation that was happening on the list, and Avery and Eric were the main discussants. I thought it was best that, for the same reason that Eric just pointed out, that it be brought into the main discussion, because I think it was, it needed a discreet airing, because there might have been instances where it could be confused. That was the reason, and I pointed out to him that is all that was required here for the 5 minutes, to ensure that people understood what it was about. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Avery?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Can I be heard? Am I mute?
Yes,
okay, great. I just wanted to make 2 points. One, again, I've got a basic set of paragraphs on some of this for people to read, comment on. I think I agree with Eric in part that this isn't just in kind, but I disagree in that I believe part of it is in kind. To a certain extent, yes, this is one of the allocations to which money could be made, whether as Eric was suggesting, two of the applicants wanted to get together to do something and it was a grant to them, or whether deciding to set up the service was done by a funded third party from these monies is an open question for applicants and the funding group. Some of that, though, and I think Eric even mentioned some of this in his email in response to Carlton, such as licensing for software or even, donation of the kit for one of the registry in a box type outfits are indeed possible, contributions in kind. So I think this is really could well be a hybrid entity that takes from both categories. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. Do you have questions you want to comment or your... Okay. Avery, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Carlton was confused in responding about a registrar item on the agenda versus a registry function on the agenda. So he was factually incorrect, although it doesn't give me any pleasure to say that. I think we should actually discuss this on the mailing list or the wiki, because there are substantive issues that are more important than whether or not there was notice given to the leaders of the call. And that's all I have at the moment. Thank you very much.
So, Eric, do you want to comment or your hand is still up? Okay. So, I don't think that we have any further comments about this. We have 3 minutes running up to this call. So, any other business? Okay, so this call for today is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for joining this call, and see you on the next one on Friday. See you. Bye-bye.
Happy days, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.